What about, let's see, well, tell me about your first job.
My first job? Ooh, my first job, I didn't get paid. I used to help my mom clean up, commercial real estate buildings.
Okay.
So that was like my first, I hated that job. That was like the worst job. It was like every Friday night.
It was Friday
like,
night?
Yeah, it was like from like 4 to 8. It was the worst.
Were you in
so like, school? I was young. I was probably like early high school, maybe late middle school. So like, you have to like vacuum a certain level. These people are spoiled. Like, why you just can't just vacuum? Why you gotta put lines in the floor as long as it's clean? I was like, I hated it, man. But that was like my first job, and it was really a job because I really had to do it. You know, yeah. I had to help. I mean, I could have argued my way out of it, but I'd rather help my mom and watch her do it by herself.
All right. And then favorite destination spot?
Cancun, Mexico. It's the best. I go there every year. Fiesta Americana. It's just amazing. The water, the getaway, jet skis, and, you know, visited Tulum. And the pyramids were just amazing, how far advanced they were and how they thought and put things together. It was just sick in a good way. Like, good.
Thank you so much.
What was this offseason like watching all the turnover go on, both in the front office and on the court?
I think I became a fan. You know, I was always a fan first of the NBA, fan of basketball, period, on any level, high school, college, NBA. And it was like the unknown. You know, you really didn't know what to expect, but at the same time, you knew that it was going in the right direction because of, like, the people that was getting put into place. And then when it trickled down into, like, certain players, it became, you know, emotional because Rashard is a great guy. I mean, he's talking about one of the most humble guys I ever met in my life. Just not even talking about in the NBA, and that's rare to find in the NBA. Then you have guys like Ray Allen who he's been around long enough that you can go to and talk to him about things like off the court as well as things on the court, and he always had an answer, even if it wasn't the right answer, he always had an answer. So you just miss those type of things and that bond. And our team was really close, and I didn't really think our team was really that far away from making a push. I just think we was led in the wrong direction. So, but now we are where we are now. It's a reality where we are today, and our team is not. It's going to surprise a lot of people, I truly believe. It reminds me of when UB Brown first took over Memphis, and we was getting smacked every day in Memphis, like, I think worse than last year. So, like, when UB Brown took it over, just the leadership he brought in the direction he leaded the team, you know, the head coach is real important. So that's a crucial, crucial part of having a successful organization, a successful team.
You feel what you know based on what you know about PJ,
he's been a part of something great. You know, the championships in San Antonio, and you can only learn and grow from those type of situations. And I tell you all the time, like, you have winners and you have champions, and there's very few champions, and when you get around those type of people, you know the difference. Such as like a Jerry West and UB Brown, and now coming into this situation with, you know, most of the guys being from San Antonio. So it's just little things and the knowledge that I think is basically pressed upon his players is going to show the growth. And this team is done evolving yet. So,
right.
You know, we all know, let's be honest, we all know the team's going to evolve even more. So it'd be interesting to see what happens.
How's it feel for being one of the super veteran guys now, one of the senior statesmen on the roster?
It's different. It's definitely different because to me it kind of happened almost overnight, you know. And at one point I think I was the oldest guy on the team. I was like, wow. So, like, you know, it's cool. At the same time, you know, my mindset has to change because, for one, I can have an influence on a lot of my teammates and not really know it. So, you know, patience is going to be major, and just being positive, encouraging players, especially the young players, whether it's like Kevin Durant, Jeff Green, or even like Chris Wilcox, you know, just encourage them to keep playing and, you know, stay positive and grow.
Do you think PJ being associated with the Spurs is now more what he's known for than what happened in Golden State?
Be honest with you, when it happened in Golden State, I think I was too young to even realize what was truly happening, you know. At that time, I think I was more or less, I don't even know what I was doing. I don't think I was in college.
You're not?
What year was that?
97 or 98.
It was that long ago? I thought it was further than that. It was like Chris Webber's. Chris Webber was there, right?
No, I'll see where.
Yeah, sure, I was out of touch with the NBA.
It was like 97.
But you know what's different? Because I really don't know much about the situation. But from that point till now, I think sports is more magnified and it's more exposure, technology. And there wasn't no NBA TV, so you really didn't know. You know, you only got local channels. Whether for me in Kansas City, it was the Bulls, WGN. Then when I moved to LA, it was the Lakers and the Clippers. And I was still trying to find my way around LA early in my life. So, you know, so much going on, and you know, just trying to find my way to class and not hang out and chill out with all the sun and like all the cute girls on campus. So like it was like, you know, I was just trying to find my way in life. So you know, I don't really know, but to me that doesn't matter. The one thing that matters is today. And you know, as you get older, Jerry West always said you really don't care what people think about you, and like you're starting to get to that point where you just enjoy the moment and live for tomorrow.
Obviously, going to be some competition in this camp, a lot of spots open. How are you going into that mentally? How are you approaching it? And then,
I mean, I just, you know, be honest with you, like I don't know what happened to me this summer. I have a whole change of mindset. I just enjoy today. You know, I worry about the competition tomorrow. So now I just enjoy this moment. But to answer your question, it's like, it's the NBA. You know, like if you're worried about competition, you're in the wrong business. You know, it's going to be competition no matter what. You know, it's going to be competition on the court. It's going to be competition when you play the game, you know, practice and whatever. I mean, the easiest way to answer, I went to school with Baron Davis. Both came in the freshman class, and everyone said I wouldn't play because he was a point guard, I was a point guard. We found a way to both play. So you never know what can happen, how the team can evolve.
Thanks, sir.
But
you make that comparison to the Grizzlies. Does it also fit that, you know, that team was a team that had a really strong second unit, and this team seems to go 2-3 deep?
Yeah, we do. We go really deep at those positions, and we used our youth because back then, be honest with you, I didn't really know how good we were. And now I look back at the team, and we all kind of going into a peak of our careers, or some guys being in their peak of their career, and it's like that team's pretty good. Like, but we couldn't see it because we were so young. But we also had, you know, a coach that was tough, demanded a lot. Some say like a college coach get in your face. The same things that PJ, you know, possesses, what UB Brown possesses. And, you know, we had Jerry West, who came from the Lakers. We had Sam Preston, who came from San Antonio. So, you know, UB always expressed, like, changing the mindset first. So, you know, we have to change the mindset and expect to win. And, you know, on a nightly basis for the young guys, you know, it could be tough, you know, because it's so much they're going through all at once besides life. So it's gonna be a fun season, though.
You've made that comparison a couple times now with PJ and UB. What did you like about UB?
Accountability. You know, accountability. And one thing about UB is, like, the players couldn't influence his game plan ever. And he perfected execution. He was big on perfection of execution, the chase of perfection, so because you can never perfect anything. But he was big on playing together as a team, using our youth, using our bench, getting after people, and he played with a passion to me that I haven't ever played for since then. And it just rubbed off on our team. It became identity of us. And we was a team who supposedly couldn't play defense, and before you know it, was one of the top defensive teams. The bench scored the most points, got the most steals, and our bench was lethal. So
do a lot of work in the community. What do you got going on in LA right now?
I haven't done anything in LA. I want to start doing things in Seattle, especially now more than ever because I've been here for a while and just being involved with the community. But in Kansas City, I'm doing a prep ACT thing for high school, and then I'm starting to do something that's kind of unique. And I think too much. So I just randomly thought of this, like for like the elderly people, like doing like a dance or like some type of get together where I can bring in like live acts of like older R&B groups from back in the day, just so they can have something to look forward to. Because, like, you know, for elderly people, like, how can you really socialize? You know, sometimes you just want to get out and enjoy yourself and something like that.
Yeah. What kind of acts would you want to bring in? You got any in mind specifically?
Man, I would love to bring in any old act, Four Tops, anything like that. Negotiate something like that. But I do like once a month, just be involved, man. Because at the same time, like, you can't get wrapped up into sport or basketball. You have to like lose yourself to other people sometimes.
Yeah.
You're in a situation, does it concern you at all? What are your thoughts on that as you guys are trying to move forward with the product on the floor?
As far as like our team?
Yeah.
Situation like what?
The arena situation.
Oh, the arena situation? You know what? I tell people all the time, when you think of the Sonics, it's kind of like a cornerstone of the NBA, like Seattle Sonics. Like for years, as a kid growing up, for me growing up, it was always the Lakers, the Sonics, the Bulls, Boston, and the Knicks. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way it was. And you know, I think Seattle deserves a team, and I hope a situation works out where they stay. Because at the same time, the players are like fans. We hear when the media write it. You know, we really don't, and it changes daily. And you know, you have to kind of come around and catch up. And after a while, you just gotta. For us, we have to focus on basketball. You know, in the summer you read and you catch up. And there was so much going on this summer. You know, you read about that, and you read about, oh, Ray got traded. So it's like just so much all at once. You know, so it takes time to kind of ingest it and just try to filter it all out. But hopefully they stay.
With that uncertainty, it seems like you feel the situation is maybe more stable than it has been since you've been on.
I don't know. The situation to me is so detailed. You know, every day, you know, the whole lawsuit. I don't know. Like, for me, all I can say is, like, I hope Seattle works out something where the Sonics stay and we stay, and you know, whatever that is. I don't think any of us know at this point.
What'd you get out of going to Vegas during the summer league?
I did that myself, you know, because I haven't been in contact with anyone. I just want to know where I stood as being a part of the team. Communication is big with me. I feel like I'm a professional. At the same time, I'm a man. So at the same time, I can just meet them in person instead of calling them over the phone and get some type of line of direction to where they see the team going, how they see me fitting, and above and beyond just the whole process and just introductions. You know, nothing really was said. It was an introduction. That was it. So I made a little ground for introducing myself, getting to know people, getting the first feel. But it was never anything beyond that. But sometimes you have to take your career in your own hands and just approach the people and just, you know, just be a man about it, be a professional at the same time.
Ready to wrap this group up, so one more question. You've seen Durant and Green play in Vegas, and then you got a chance to scrimmage with them here last week. What are your thoughts on their games?
I think their potential is unlimited. You have two young players who are dynamic in the open court, explosive, and multi-talented. And, you know, I'm young, and I'm sure, you know, if a couple of guys are around here, they'll just tell me I don't know anything about basketball. But as far as I can remember, it's like Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady, you know, the two young dynamic players on the same team at a young age. And just, you know, I always think long term. So, like, just beyond years to come, I hope they can stay together and play. And I think before their career is over, they could be like a dynamic duo that can just dominate the NBA on a consistent basis.
Thank you.
What's that?
Right here.